Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming out once again today for a wonderful show. As a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you want more education, more training, check it out. Also, a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. You know, if you guys want to make a great impact in people's lives and make great money and make great returns on your money with as little as $100 invested, check out American Homeowners Preservation. Their website's fundingahp.com. I'm telling you, amazing returns for a little investment, and you make a difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes or get out of their homes. So check it out. Hey, today I'm not going to mince words. I'm going to get right to the point here. There are two deadly investments that the majority of Americans are doing. And if you're listening to this show, or if you're like most people I'm talking to, you probably have one or both of these. That's a pretty high likelihood. Now, I'm telling you, even if you don't do this, maybe you even agree with me. You might be like the minority of Americans that agree with me on this point. I'm telling you, worst case, share this with somebody that is doing this, because this is going to hit it right to the core of what most Americans are doing wrong with their money and why they struggle month to month. And I mean struggle, even if you're making six figures, you know, every year, or seven figures, some people still struggle month to month because of this very reason. It keeps them in bondage. It keeps them creating no cash flow. So if you're worried about cash flow right now, or if you want to improve your cash flow, it's possible that one or both of these areas you're suffering in. The two deadly investments are these: your home and your retirement plan. Whether that's a 401k or an IRA, whatever it is, those two things are the things that the majority of Americans have, especially those that are adult Americans, right? Most Americans usually have at least a 401k or an IRA or something, some retirement plan. And in many cases, in most cases, they probably have a home too. You have a mortgage, right? And what I see people sinking money into is they sink money into their home and they sink money into these retirement plans. In fact, this is what most people believe, and from, especially from that saver perspective, they believe that this is somehow going to give them financial freedom. Like somehow this is going to lead them to the promised land. That this Depression-era broke mentality will somehow get them to retire. And it doesn't work. If you've listened to any of these episodes, you've heard some of the numbers I've given, whether it be about retirement plans and how much money you need to save to actually retire, whether it be about the 401k and how much the match really doesn't matter, you know, those kind of things, right? And also your home. And I've talked about this as well, too, but I want to talk about these two together because this is where many people are sinking their money into. You know, starting with the home. I don't mean that, you know, having a home is a bad investment. I'm not saying that at all. Really having a home is not an investment for the most part because it's something you consume. It's not something that produces cash flow or income for you. But it is a big asset on your balance sheet that most people have. And the interesting thing with this kind of asset is that when you start paying into it, I mean, you pay normally, whether you pay a mortgage for 15, 30, 20 years, whatever, right? You're putting money into this. Now you have to put money into it to some degree because you have a mortgage payment. What I see happening is that many people will put more money into it. They'll try to pay it down faster. So one example, I had a guy that I talked to from Florida who, great guy, fantastic guy. And he kind of proved the point of what I talk about from time to time here and that I teach often, especially when you come to my events, is that it's not about working harder and it's not even about working smarter. It's about working right. So many people try to work smarter, you know, because they know that working harder isn't so good, you're right? They know that's not working too well. So they try to work smarter. The problem is that working smarter doesn't necessarily mean you're working right. You know, you could, so for example, his thing was he wanted to pay off his mortgage faster. So he's putting extra money into this mortgage, but the way he was going to do it, he's like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more creative, more from an investor perspective. He's like, I'm going to get basically a extended home equity line of credit, you know, a home equity line of credit where your first mortgage is your line of credit, which is smarter. You do pay a little higher interest rate, you know, but you're able to have this line of credit. So the nice thing is, as you're paying down your mortgage, you can access the equity, you know, down the road. So if you pay an extra $50,000 on your mortgage or something, you know, you've got this line of credit can go back up to where you started if you want to use it. Now, that could be a dangerous tool for a spender. Don't recommend that. It could be a great tool for an investor. However, that still comes back to the fundamental problem. One, he's throwing money into things that he doesn't control. Your money now goes outside your reach. The thing I warned him about is a thing I saw happen just 10 years ago. That, funny enough, so many people have forgotten about was the recession. You know, when things got crazy with the recession, banks will retract. Banks won't lend money when things are tight, when they know that the economy is in trouble. Whether it's a recession or even it's just a lull in the market, they might get a little bit protective. I told them, it's like, hey, they can cut back those lines of credit to whatever dollar amount they want. So you might have sunk an extra $100,000 into it, and it won't matter. Here's the fundamental problem I see with trying to sink extra money into your house is that if your goal, I mean, most everybody's goal is that they're trying to get rid of the house payment, right? Would you agree that you don't want to have a house payment? You know, all things being equal, you'd prefer not to have one versus have one, right? Well, the problem is that unless it's fully paid off, you still have a house payment. And in fact, no matter how much extra you put onto your house, your payment doesn't change. I mean, at least with a credit card, if you pay it down, your minimum monthly payment goes down too. So if anything ever happens, if cash flow ever gets tight, you ever end up in a crunch, at least, you know, with a credit card, you've paid it down, you've shrunk the minimum monthly payment. But if you put more money into your house, you sink more money into it, the payment doesn't change. It stays the same. It's just like sinking extra money into a car loan or student loans, anything that's an installment loan for that matter, where the payment doesn't change as you pay it down, is dangerous to throw extra money onto it. You'd be better off saving the money outside of those of that loan, you know, putting that money into savings, you know, and there's better, more productive ways than just putting into a savings account or checking account to do that. But putting that money aside, let it grow and compound and then take that money and use it to pay it off in one check. So then you free up all the cash all at once. It does not help you to try to accelerate paying it down by throwing extra money onto it, because the problem, here's what happens with most Americans. They're putting all this money into their retirement plans. They're putting all this money into their home and then trying to pay off their debts. And then what happens? Something unexpected happens in life, which never happens, right? Something unexpected happens. And then the next thing you know, these people are like, oh, crap, I need money. Now, if they've like most Americans I've seen, even people that make good money, they often don't have a ton of cash reserves. And even if they have a decent amount, it's possible that, you know, if you make great money or you have a position that's hard to find, you know, hard to fill, and you're trying to find a job again or something like that, or something happens to your business that really cuts at you, like it's happened to me in the past, like during the recession, it didn't matter if you had 6 months reserves, that money will eventually be gone. Now that helps, but most people don't even have that 6 months of reserves. And then even if they do, once it's gone, it's gone. And then they're going to credit cards and everything else. And so, but most people don't even have that much. Most people don't have that much in liquid savings. You know, once they burn through usually a couple weeks worth of expenses, they're out, you know, maybe a month's worth of expenses they've gotten in liquid savings, and then they're out, and then they're going to credit cards and stuff. Why pay extra to a home or a car loan or something like that, or student loans that have low interest, and put all this extra money onto it to not free up any cash, and then only have to go and then have to run up a credit card, which has even a higher interest rate and greater payments? It makes no sense. And so throwing all this extra money under your home is ridiculous. This is also true of like 401k plans and IRAs and things like that, retirement plans. You know, I was talking to a buddy just the other day. You know, he's a mortgage broker, and he says, Chris, it's ridiculous. You know, we're seeing people throw money into their homes, all this extra money into their homes, and then they don't have any cash available. And then they throw all this extra money into their 401ks, and there's no cash available either because they can't touch it. You know, you put in a 401k or an IRA into retirement plans, and it's locked up till you're 59 and a half. You know, and if you're in a job, it's even worse, because even if you try to access it, the only way you can get it is through a loan. And you can only loan up to $50,000. You know, that's if you have it, you know, or up to half of whatever is in there. So if you have 20 grand, you can only get to 10, and you have to pay for that out of your paycheck, which restricts your cash flow more, right? And so it's not a great emergency fund to get to, or it's not great for opportunities either. You know, people have asked me, hey, should I tap into my 401k, get a loan out to do this investment? And the thing I have to tell them is, well, the cash flow from your investment won't be enough to pay for that 401k loan. So you're going to be losing cash flow, even though you've technically gained by buying an investment. That's ridiculous, you know. Now, in some cases, it could make sense, but for the most part, it doesn't. And so people will sink all this money in the 401k because they think they're getting a wonderful match, which, by the way, even if you get 100% match, I did an episode just about a month or two ago where I talked about what the real return of a match is. It might only increase your return by a couple of a percent. That's it. A couple percent. Not 100% like you think. It doesn't work that way. If you look at the numbers and how they work, you do not get 100% rate of return, because you would, if for a true 100% rate of return, you would become a billionaire in 10 years for many of you. That's not happening. You're not becoming richer than Warren Buffett within 20 years because you're getting this 100% rate of return on your money. No, you don't. It's compounding. You only earn a couple extra percent, and then you have to pay taxes and everything else. But worse off, you lock up your money. You can't touch it. You have no control of it. And for those of you, if you're listening to this because you want to retire early, this is the dumbest thing. Both your home and your retirement plan is the worst thing to put your money into. If you're trying to retire faster than what most Americans do, it's dumb. It's absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense. In fact, if you look at it this way, and this is what I told my friend, I said, if you look at it this way, retirement plans are a negative 100% rate of return. So is sinking extra money into equity of your home, negative 100% rate of return. Money goes out as an expense out of your money, but no cash flow is coming back in return, is it? It's not like your 401k is paying you any cash flow. You're just plugging this money in, trying to accumulate it in hopes that you would have cash flow. But the truth is, even if you accumulate $1 million, which is pretty dang hard, by the way, I work with some people that make great money. Accumulate up to $1 million is great if you're making hundreds of thousands a year, you know, but that usually takes years to still do that because you have caps and limits and everything else, and the returns are not great. And so even if you get up to $1 million, guess what? You're recommended at that point to only live on 3% a year when you retire. That's $30,000 a year for every $1 million you save. That's lame. It's dumb. It's not great. And so, you know, the best thing you can do is not lock up your money, not get this negative 100% return by sinking it into retirement plans that don't pay you any cash flow, sink it into loans like your house that doesn't pay you any cash flow either. Those things are all ridiculous. They don't make sense. Can you see what I'm saying here? Can you understand this? I know that this goes against everything every dumb financial person teaches out there. But you know what? They're teaching you how to be broke. They're teaching you how to be, at best, middle class the rest of your life. If you want a life better than that, you want a life of freedom, you can't follow the majority. If you follow the majority, you'll end up like the majority, which is broke and struggling. Even the ones that make good money will look back and say, where the heck is it? Do I got to keep working? Do I really have enough to keep living on? They don't have the cash flow in the end to prove it. The problem is by the time you get to retirement and you realize it's too late, you're done. Now you're like trying to scramble figuring out how to stay employed, or trying to scramble how to, you know, be as cheap as possible to let your money last, or die quicker to be morbid. You know, that's the thing. And so I'm making a stand here, guys, is that if you truly, truly want freedom now, do not fund these two quote unquote investments that everybody's telling you to put money into. Do not pay extra money into your house. Do not put extra money into your retirement plan. In fact, I would stop putting extra money into either. Put any money into either. I would even fund your retirement plan up to the match. For the most part, I would say no. Unless you're about to retire in the next year or two, cool. But if that's not the case, keep that money in your possession. Keep it in savings. Now, where can you put it? There's loss options where to put it. You know, there's things you can do where you can get a better return and even beat the interest rate on your loans. Or potentially beat the interest rate of your 401k. There are ways to do that. There's things that I've taught in other episodes where you can do that. You know, if you've got questions about that for you specifically, because every situation is different, you can always reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com, and you can ask the question. The thing is, I am getting pretty loaded pretty fast, but definitely I do try to check my emails and respond within a few days. And so, especially where I have an event coming up here pretty quick, it's going to get a little tough. But I do promise that I will respond. But you know, if you've got a significant amount of money you've been putting into either of these two places, I just recommend stop. Even if you just put it into a savings account that's going to be better off than sinking your money in. I've seen this personally with my own life where I was sinking money into both these things. And then also when emergencies came up, I had nothing to tap into. And I would have been much better off. In fact, I would have weathered the recession much better had I actually kept that money in my possession versus sinking into a house or sinking into other plans where the money was out of my possession. Again, it's about the cash flow, people. It's about that. It's about what you can create today. It's acceleration, not accumulation. You want to create wealth and financial freedom faster? You need to accelerate your money, not just accumulate. That's my advice for you guys. Everybody make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.